I'll get you to say that one more time because we are recording.
Jerry Hughes.
And Jerry, what's your title?
Athletic Director at University of Central Missouri.
Thank you. Just had to have that on record. Jerry, it's my understanding the University of Central Missouri is trying to raise quite a bit of money for a new project. Can you tell me a little bit about the project?
Yeah, we're working on we've begun construction on a project to relocate our football locker room, team meeting room, and weight facility to underneath the football stadium. And this is necessary because the university's in the process of within the next year, we'll be tearing down the general services building, which is where our locker room currently is. And they're moving that to another location on campus. And then over the next couple years, we'll be building a new five-story residence hall at the north end of the football stadium. So it's kind of a domino effect, but this is the first phase, and we're really excited about the expansion and the new upgrades to our football facilities.
Speaking about the residence halls, is that where the players would live, or would it be open to any student?
No, it's open to any students. It's going to be upper-level housing, juniors and seniors, and it's a type housing that students like today, which is more apartment style with there are 2 and 4 bedroom apartments with common spaces and a kitchenette areas. So it's going to be a really nice addition for the campus and for the student body as a whole.
What's the price tag on this project?
Well, with the residence hall and everything, about $46 million.
And you mentioned that you're in phase one. How many phases do you expect, and can you give me a little bit of a timeline for some of the starting of those phases?
Right. There's two phases. Phase one will be what we're doing right now is the relocation of the weight room and team room and locker room under the stadium, and then the relocation of the general services building to the east side of campus. The university about a year ago bought Southeast Elementary School, which sits on the east side of our campus, and they're converting that and adding some buildings for the general services buildings. And so that's going on right now. Both of those phases should be complete by January of 2013. And early in 2013, we'll begin phase two, which will be the construction of the new residence hall at the north end of the football stadium. And that residence hall should open in the fall of 2015.
How much square footage would you have in the locker room and all the renovations specifically with the stadium?
Under the stadium, it's going to be about another 150,000 square feet. So it's going to be a large area.
How long have the Mules been using those facilities, and when's the last time you had an upgrade?
Well, we upgraded the stadium in 1995. So we moved into the new stadium. So, and at that point in time, we had plans to finish the bottom with what we're doing now, but the pricing was so that we didn't have enough money at that point in time to do it. We do now, so it's part of this whole greater project, and so we're excited about the opportunities for it.
And Jerry, in terms of the whole athletic department, how is 2014 shaping up? 2013, 2014 shaping up?
I think we're going to have another very successful year. You know, our coaches and student-athletes do an outstanding job on the fields of play and in the classroom, and we're looking forward to the start of 13. Our fall sports are reporting this week. Football practice started today. Volleyball and soccer will start, and cross-country will start later in the week. So we're looking for another outstanding year by the Mules and Jennies and a great 13-14 academic year.
All right, sir. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.